Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Chiefs are trading cornerback Trent McDuffie to the Rams in exchange for LA's first, fifth, and sixth round picks this year, plus a 2027 third round pick, according to NFL Network insiders Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport. Meanwhile, the Patriots have informed wide receiver Stephon Diggs that he'll be released at the start of the new league year on March 11th. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers said on the Pat McAfee show that there's no deadline for his decision to play in 2026. Rodgers praised Steelers head coach Mike McCarthy, but says he's enjoying his offseason and will have conversations down the line. NFL Network insider Mike Garofolo is reporting that if the Eagles were to trade wide receiver A.J. Brown, they'd be looking for a Quinnen Williams type of deal, which is a first-round pick and a second-round sweetener. The Jets traded Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys for a 2026 second-round pick, a 2027 first-round pick, and defensive tackle Mozzie Smith. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion. With Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich creamy frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only. Participate.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. Gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, March 5th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Superintendent Jennifer Loftus released a statement regarding students' right to protest. Prescribed burn east of Santa Margarita this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobot in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District Superintendent Jennifer Loftus has sent out a letter to families in the district regarding the recent student-led protests. Loftus's letter clarifies the rights of students to protest as well as the responsibility of the district. Public school students do have the right to express their views and engage in peaceful protest, the letter says, reinforcing the district's belief that participating in civic life is an important part of well-rounded education. She emphasizes, however, the importance of the legal limits imposed on students and on the district. Public schools must ensure that all students are safe and that the educational environment remains orderly and focused on learning. Loftus particularly cites that when a student leaves campus without prior parent guardian permission, it is treated the same as skipping class and leaving campus without authorization. Loftus concludes the letter by saying, "Our commitment is to maintain safe, welcoming schools where all students can learn, while also respecting their rights to express themselves appropriately and responsibly." Cal Fire San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn in collaboration with private landowners and other agencies. The burn is planned for one day on Friday, March 6th, starting at about 10 a.m. The burn will go through about 8 to 10 acres of accumulated vegetation 15 minutes east of Santa Margarita near the intersection of Pozo Road and Rinconada Road. The operation is designed to reduce flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires and to support long-term ecological health. Smoke may be visible in the surrounding areas. No Kings North County protest to be held March 28th. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Another No Kings protest is scheduled to be held in North San Luis Obispo County in Atascadero. The event will be held Saturday, March 28th from 10 a.m. to noon. Protesters plan to gather at the intersection of El Camino Real and Morro Road and march through downtown Atascadero with music and singing in front of City Hall. The event says they hosted about 1,200 people for their first protest and plan to have at least 2,000 to 3,000 participants for No Kings 3. The reckless and lawless actions of this administration are affecting us all, regardless of political beliefs, the webpage says. The event page also encourages all participants to de-escalate any potential confrontation. Caltrans District 5 announced there'll be daytime traffic control on Highway 41. One-way reversing traffic control will affect the 41 west of Atascadero between Cerro Alto Campground and Toro Creek Road, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Crews will be on site to process a large tree that was knocked down during recent storms and is sitting adjacent to the shoulder area. Caltrans says directional signs and messages will alert travelers in advance of the project area. The California Mid-State Fair is encouraging San Luis Obispo County residents to be a part of its community exhibits competitions this year. Whether you crochet, bake, paint, grow, build, photograph, or craft, there's a place for you in the fair. To help inspire participants, the fair is launching monthly crafting classes to help participants create projects and learn a new skill. Each class will be held the last Wednesday of each month. This month's class is for crocheting, held on the 25th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Paz Robles Event Center Frontier Building. This class is for adults only, and the deadline to sign up is March 20th. 38-year-old Kevin Coulomb, a former instructional support technician at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo and teacher at San Luis Obispo High School, has pled not guilty for arranging to meet with a minor to have sex. Coulomb was charged by the district attorney's office for contacting and arranging to have sex with a minor who is in reality a detective pretending to be a 14-year-old girl. He is out on bail, but as part of the condition for his bail, he is not allowed to have any contact with a minor unless an adult is present, and is also subject to random searches of his car, home, and electronic devices without a warrant for evidence of contact with minors. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Pacers 130-107, the Hawks over the Bucks 131-113, Trailblazers beat the Grizzlies 122-114, the 76ers over the Jazz 106-102. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Nuggets, the Kings will go against the Pelicans, the Warriors will face the Rockets, the Bulls will go against the Suns. In California news, San Jose is gearing up to clear its most infamous homeless camp on April 15th. The area is known as The Jungle, the nation's largest homeless encampment, where dozens of unhoused individuals set up encampments in a creek around Story Road across from Happy Hollow Park and Zoo. The city will be prioritizing people encamped at The Jungle for a tiny home site in North San Jose. 51-year-old Shannon Mary O'Connor has been found guilty of 48 of 63 charges filed against her related to alcohol-fueled parties. O'Connor is known as the Los Gatos Party Mom, where she has been found guilty in Santa Clara County of hosting parties and giving out alcohol to teens, sometimes pressuring the girls into having sex with the boys present. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamernich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. It's no secret the average farm size is getting larger and larger, but just by how much exactly? And what is an average farm anyway? National Agricultural Statistics Service Administrator Joseph Parsons says the answers to those questions are nuanced. He shares some of the trends for farm land size over time, as well as by sales class.
Over the last several years, from 2018 until 2025, the average farm size has moved from 444 acres up to 469 acres. So that trend has kind of been moving across time where the average farm size has been increasing. Economic sales classes, about 48% of farms that are less than $10,000 in sales, and their average size is 82 acres for those very small in terms of value production. The next size class from the $10,000 to $99,999 is about 31% of farms, and the average farm size there is about 263 acres. Then jumping over to the larger size class, that is a million or more farm value sales, about 6.2% of farms, and the average farm size there is just over 2,700 acres. Should be said that the largest farms control about 36% of all farmland.
Again, that's NAS Service Administrator Joseph Parsons.
When you buy from VSETH Cattle Company, you're buying cattle built for this region. Join them Monday, March 9th at the Glasgow Stockyards. They're selling primarily yearling and a handful of 18-month Red Angus bulls, plus over 150 females, including red, baldy, and even black replacement heifers and short-term cows. These cattle raise strong calves, rebreed on time, and maintain condition with minimal inputs. It's Monday, March 9th. Get the VSETH Cattle Co. catalog at ballyhooprinting.com.
It's been popping up in orchards and vineyards all over. Any origin theories, callers?
Oh, hey, yeah, it's Sevia fungicide from BASF, a category leader in disease control.
How do you explain these healthy crops?
Well, longer-lasting residual. Plus, it's built for current regulatory standards and prepared for what's to come, which improves crop marketing flexibility, so...
A fungicide that is out of this world? I knew it. Sevia fungicide from BASF. Or is it... Always read and follow link directions.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamernich.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Lily Vaughn, the 2025-26 California FFA state president, reflected on what it means to lead the youth organization in an AgAlert commentary. I joined FFA my freshman year for a practical reason. While I didn't grow up immersed in agriculture, my family began raising and showing market hogs for the county fair when I was in middle school. I wanted to continue showing market hogs, which meant enrolling in an agriculture biology class and officially joining the Las Plumas FFA chapter, Vaughn said. Serving as California FFA state president has taught me that leadership is deeply personal. It is not about having the fanciest resume or the most impressive title. On the hardest days, leadership means asking for help and admitting when I cannot give my best. It means leaning on my team, my advisor, and the people who reminded me that I was never meant to do this alone, she said. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 30s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday, sunny Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday. Mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, low 70s Monday and Tuesday, upper 70s Wednesday, 81 a week from today. Currently it is 53 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors continue to brace for the impact of higher crude oil prices, but chipmaker Broadcom shares are up 5%. Its artificial intelligence business doubled last year. The monthly employment report for February is released tomorrow. There are signs of the job market holding up. There was no change in the number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time in the week ending February 28th. New claims matched the revised number of 213,000 from the week before. Shares of discount chain Burlington are higher. It continues to see strong demand from shoppers looking for bargains. Burlington, BJ's Wholesale, and Kroger all reported upbeat earnings for the recent quarter, but BJ's Wholesale and Kroger's forecasts were not as rosy as Wall Street anticipated. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye.
Red Scooter Deli, they've been giving you fresh food, or serving you fresh food for over 16 years. They have a nice new patio seating with cozy heaters. And if you use promo code KPRL, $5 discount. Order online or in person, Red Scooter Deli, 711 6th Street, right next to the pet department with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com or call them 805-237-1780. And they're open daily 6:30 to 4.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website, EliteRoadshowBuyers.com, for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. We've all spent an evening on the town with a friend. This very thing happened on March 10, 1884. Only for these two friends, the evening turned deadly. wasn't a relationship most people would expect. Kingfisher and Ben Thompson were friends. The reason their friendship was unusual was that both men were hard cases. Kingfisher dressed in a flamboyant style. He wore a gold-braided sombrero, silk shirts, and gold-embroidered vests. His chaps were made of Bengal tiger skin. He didn't get the tiger from a safari, but on a raid on a circus. Fisher traded in cattle. He took cattle that he had stolen in the United States to Mexico and traded them for cattle that had been stolen in Mexico. And the buyers didn't care as long as they were stolen in the other country. Ben Thompson's reputation wasn't much better. Ben didn't care on which side of the law he walked, as long as he could intimidate people. Sensing the opportunity for a good fight, he even went to Mexico and joined Maximilian as a mercenary, rising to the rank of colonel. Ben Thompson had also spent time as the city marshal of Austin, Texas. These two hotheads met up in San Antonio on March 10, 1884, and decided to have an evening out. While partying, they ended up going to the Vaudeville Variety Theater. Maybe because of too many drinks or advancing age, Ben Thompson evidently didn't remember that a couple of years earlier, he had killed the proprietor of that establishment. Within minutes of their arrival, four of the dead man's friends, including the bartender and one of the actors, opened fire. Ben Thompson ended up with 9 slugs in him, and his friend Kingfisher had 13. It was a tough night out for the boys. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The California Mid-State Fair is encouraging San Luis Obispo County residents to be a part of its community exhibits competition this year. To help in inspiring participants, the fair is launching monthly crafting classes the last Wednesday of each month. This month is Crocheting, held on the 25th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Event Center's Frontier Building. The deadline to sign up is March 20th. 38-year-old Kevin Coulomb, a former instructional support technician at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, has pled not guilty for arranging to meet with a minor to have sex. Coulomb is out on bail but subject to random searches of his car, home, and electronic devices for evidence of contact with minors. He'll return for a pre-preliminary hearing April 7th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop with the U.S. and Israel. Trade strikes today with Iran. The Israelis again hammering the capital of Tehran.
The Israelis looking east, but they're also looking north at the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. Tanks moving into defensive positions in southern Lebanon. And we know the Israelis have issued a new evacuation order this morning for southern Beirut as they continue to hammer the city with airstrikes. They're looking to evacuate the entire Dachia neighborhood, a Hezbollah stronghold.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv. Can House Republicans end the 19-day partial government shutdown targeting DHS?
We're going to have a vote on the House floor to open up the Department of Homeland Security with heightened threats here at home. It's insane. It's dangerous that you would have that department closed by Democrats who are playing political games.
Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise earlier on Fox Business. America's listening to Fox News.
March is heating up at Tatchy with the Mad Money Drop. Every Thursday in March from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're dropping serious cash. Three winners every hour can win up to $9,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner scores $5,000 plus a Best Buy gift card. Brackets are fun, but $9,000 in cash is better. It's Mad Money Drop, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Weather. Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Abundant sunshine for your Thursday. Highs in the upper 60s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s. And then abundant sunshine again on your Friday with highs in the upper 60s. On Saturday, lots of sunshine. Highs in the mid 70s, upper 70s Sunday. Back to the mid 70s on Monday and Tuesday with a couple of clouds. And then sunny, upper 70s Wednesday. Week from today, lots, capital letter sunshine, low 80s. Today's UV index will be 6. Up and down we go. 6:28 a.m., 6:02 p.m., and we are at 55 degrees. Coming up this afternoon, Karen with Sound Off. All right, she's got a couple of things going on, and they will have on, not they, she will have on, some youngsters from Paso Robles High School, the members of the FFA, they'll talk about FFA. And, of course, they have a fundraiser coming up. And Kenny will not be able to be with Darsha on Friday, so he'll be in. And, again, talking about this school bond. Brad was on yesterday, so information about that on Sound Off this afternoon. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Red's On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Of course, you can text that number as well. We're ready to go here with freedom of speech. Oh, thank you.
He's free as the breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BBD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered Chet's guitar core, COD, makes A and E, and he's working on B, and dig C and W and R and B, and me and a chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it, ow!
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Alrighty, there you have that. And, you know, just something that somebody gave me some information regarding the difference between the Paso Robles School District and the letter that was sent out by Loftus, the long-winded letter, and about the chance of any kind of consequences. And it says here, as with any unexcused absence or unauthorized departure from campus, appropriate school consequences will apply accordance with school district policy. Now, according to information that I received, and it has to do is that our school district is always deflecting, won't take responsibility. They use terms like appropriate action. By the way, the Clovis Police Department took action on their own without school districts having to ask. And according to this, our PD didn't or won't do anything. I don't know how that works regarding, because they have officers assigned to campus. So I don't know what the difference is in their responsibilities when you have kids that obviously walked off campus. And according to some people who called in and on the text said that they were throwing things. Okay, so maybe you have some thoughts on that. But again, we get back to this, and it's not just in the schools, that the consequences. We get all these dances and so forth. We know for many years there's been some things that have happened at some local schools here, and when they say, well, we're going to investigate it, whether it's flags or language, you know, anything along those lines, and we never hear back on what the consequences are, if any. All right, on a lighter note here, this has to do, this year we had a cat that was gone for 5 weeks, and it showed back up on Christmas morning. Well, that's a nice Christmas present. Nice Christmas present. I don't, good for you. Don't know why the cat went, and it happens with animals. I'm sure many of you have, over the years, who was it? Reader's Digest used to have, you know, kind of these, you know, sometimes cute and amazing stories about animals where a family moved or something like that, and the dog, or maybe sometimes the cat, you know, they'll travel a couple hundred miles and they end up finding home and stuff like that. That's always fun to read, but also I don't know how animals are able to do that. How far can they pick up a scent? And at one point, the family, they give up, saying, well, okay, this is not good. We lost one of our family members. But anyway, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, regarding that or anything that may be on your minds, whether it's more of the fraud stories coming out of
Minneapolis, which again, this morning in the 6 o'clock hour, I was watching Waltz and Ellison, and I just kept thinking over and over, I don't think anything's going to happen to them. I don't know if there's enough to, okay, so the information may come out, may not come out, but you have the whistleblowers. I'm going to have to assume not all of them are lying about what took place and so forth, but will anybody be held accountable for the billions of dollars? And now Nick Shirley is roaming around the state here uncovering fraud and maybe even corruption in our state. Will anything happen to this? And we're talking huge amounts of money. Well, any amount of money should be considered, you know, somewhat huge because it's our taxpayer money and we entrusted the people with this money, and then nothing apparently seems to happen very often. And then they want to wonder why people are disgruntled and suspicious and, you know, even a little bit just tired of it, and they don't care about the process anymore. I don't know if that part is by design, but it certainly has happened over the years. So you have that. And also, I'm sure like many of you, been watching what's going on in Iran. And one of the things that I didn't come across, it was, you know, right there on the idiot box, that a question that doesn't seem to be asked is, okay, if we fulfill what the goals are, what's next for the people in Iran? Who's going to take over? And who's going to be running the regime? It's a little bit different than Venezuela, where we kind of knew who the next president was going to be, because based on that election going, well, I guess you would call it an election from a couple of years ago. So what about Iran? And then the other thing is, suppose in 4 years we don't have a Republican or even a president in the White House that has the same or had the same goals as President Trump. What happens is then Iran back to where it was before this Saturday? And then, so what have we done? Although slowing down the nuclear is certainly something to be commended, which, by the way, Obama hasn't gotten any heat for that. Although we keep seeing, well, not we, but I've seen several news clips going back. You know, remember the pallets of money, the pallets of money that he sent over there, and that helped with their program of getting, what, uranium or something like that to help their nuclear capabilities. So we've got a lot of things going on, not only in our country, but over in the Middle East. And it was kind of interesting, too, watching this on the details of the people who do this for a living on the oil situation on the Gulf of, Hormuz, are there? Hormuz? And how much China depends on the oil from that area and also the oil from Venezuela. And it's, from what I remember from yesterday, that it's almost 50%. And if we have control of it, that kind of stifles China a little bit. So, anyway, there you go, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Whether it's the bond here in California, not in California, but in Paso Robles, the potential for a $220 million bond, or the slow cog on the sales tax for the better roads, and the money being allocated elsewhere besides roads. And, you know, when I see things like this regarding the roads and people see them disheveled around the county, that the general public says, yes, we need better roads. But many times they forget that the money, such as this Board of Supervisors did, where they reallocated the priorities to putting homeless at the top and then roads down at number six or something like that. Somebody told me years ago in the Paso Robles School District, when they were trying to get some bonds passed that failed, that they decided, and I don't know who they were, this was a person that worked, who no longer works in the district, retired, said that they deliberately were told to let things go, so when parents came on campus, they would see disheveled buildings and the weeds and so forth and so on. It would be more apt to have people vote for a bond. Hi, good morning.
Hey, morning. You know, I heard you talking about the Venezuelan oil, you know, desired by the Chinese. And, you know, the idea that we are wasting vast amounts of energy, like if it's 6,000 miles across the Pacific just to get to the West Coast, and it might even be a longer angle, you know, like, what, maybe 8,000 or 9,000 just to get to the Suez Canal from China, just to pick up a load of oil to refine it to sell it to Chinese ships. You might have to ship that oil 20,000 miles, you know, back and forth just to load it onto those ships. And the idea that we are wasting vast amounts of energy just to get something, you get it done cheaper, you know, by demand, by pretending that the value of the money of one country is only worth so much, and that you can basically steal the minerals out of that country and then, you know, exploit it. There's still a huge amount of waste. And these guys are playing games with the quality of life. I don't, when you get into climate change and wasting electricity or wasting oil and gas, polluting the planet, and then the cleanup costs are going to be far in excess of what we've saved, you know, in making it cheaper in China kind of thing. So it's just so penny wise and pound foolish that it boggles the mind.
What's the cleanup?
Well, they say planting trees is the smartest thing that humans can do right now. Yeah, I was listening to a Texas station a couple of days ago, and it's already like 40 degrees hotter than it was in any day in previous centuries. You know, so climate change is already hitting Texas as of a couple of days ago. And they had, 2 months of 107 degrees. And, you know, it was June and July of 3 years ago now. It was never under 107 degrees. In Texas. And the idea that Trump still to this day refuses to say that climate change is real, and rather than experimenting or finding out if it's real, he had Doge cut the entire budget for the National Weather Service. And I think they might have got a tiny piece of it back, but for the most part, National Weather Service doesn't exist anymore because they know that climate change is real. And Trump doesn't want to admit it because then the big money polluters would have to pay to clean it up. So, that we're in a hell of a pickle because, you know, pollution is real. Polluters don't want to clean it up, so they'll buy the president to make sure that nothing ever changes.
We have environmental laws, right?
In certain states, but federal ones are, you know, Doge fired a whole lot of people, right? And the people may be violating environmental laws in certain states, and if there's no regulator, then nothing gets changed.
Well, if the laws were different in certain states, wouldn't it be up to the states to enforce them?
Hypothetically, but you know, if you're you haven't got the budget to deal with it. Unregulated trucks come rolling through your state.
Well, wait a minute. If you're saying the state doesn't have the money to regulate laws that they enforced, where are their priorities when you talk about wasting money?
Oh, I agree. Well, I mean, say, like, look at Minnesota right now. You know, they had ICE come into town. Well, first of all, before ICE came into town, they had those assassinations of the leadership of the Congress in the state of Minnesota. So they're obviously trying to investigate that, and then all of a sudden ICE comes into the state. And ICE then demands their attention because there's so many violent, crazy people in ICE. What did they have? 6 times more ICE officers than they had police in Minneapolis. They only had 600 policemen in Minneapolis, but they brought in 3,000 ICE troops. And so took away from the total distraction from that assassination.
So are you saying that the ICE agents or the ICE people had something to do with those killings in Minnesota?
Oh, well, no, MAGA did. But Trump didn't want to get caught for his role in that MAGA business. So he had ICE come in there and totally distract away from the normal investigations of Minneapolis. And so then what makes it worse was just about a week ago, he cut off all Medicaid to the entire state. Nobody in a wheelchair can get Medicaid coverage. Nobody with diabetes, anything in the state of Minnesota, Medicaid is cut off. And so it's as a punishment. The state of Minnesota wants some evidence about the killing of Preddy, and the ICE will not disclose. They will not release the evidence that they captured, also regarding the good woman. So they're playing games with justice up in the state of Minnesota, and their State Department of Justice can't even handle a couple of murders from ICE, much less the assassination of their leadership and their Congress, much less they still got a 4-to-1 ratio of ICE in the city of Minneapolis, and they cut off Medicaid. So
one of the things is that the Trump administration did not cut off all federal money for Medicaid in Minnesota.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Look it up 2 weeks ago, maybe a little less than 2 weeks ago.
They suspended some of the quarterly money.
Well, penny wise, pound foolish, suspended the quarterly money. That means somebody's not getting paid for it, and people are not getting medical care.
I don't know.
Dr. Oz came on about a week. It was a day later. Dr. Oz comes on and starts. He says he's going after fraud, waste, and abuse, and he all of a sudden then cuts off oxygen, wheelchairs, bandages, prosthetics for the entire United States.
The entire United States.
Yeah, look it up. Dr. Oz did a press conference with Bobby Kennedy about a week ago, and they cut off the entire United States, and they said they were doing it as they were hunting for fraud, waste, and abuse, and it also looked at as a restraint of trade kind of thing, because they weren't going to contract with any more new contractors for things like bandages, oxygen bottles, wheelchairs, anything else. So they were going to lock in with only those contractors they already knew and refuse any future ones.
Right. I wish we had more time, but we don't. We're out of time. Thank you for your call.
Sure.
There you go, folks.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Caltrans District 5 announced it'll be daytime traffic control today between 9 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. on Highway 41 west of Atascadero between Cerro Alto Campground and Toro Creek Road. Caltrans says this is for working on a tree that was down during the recent storms. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn in collaboration with private landowners and other agencies. The burn is planned for Friday at about 10 a.m., going through about 8 to 10 acres of accumulated vegetation 15 minutes east of Santa Margarita. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Earlier this week, Minnesota sued the Trump administration, saying that they may have to cut health care for low-income families. Again, this is, I wish we had more time for this. Okay, folks, sound off this afternoon. Karen will have some kids from Fast Rolls High School, and since Kenny won't be here this Friday, she'll also have him probably responding to the letter from Loftus. Enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors.
The moms and pops small business keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
AM 1230 KPRO. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.